Thanks for taking a moment to listen to the product from readorlisten.com, a subset of Developers Hangout, where we take a moment to read tech-related articles so that you can listen to them while you're working, driving, or exercising, what be it. All right, enjoy.
This is an article I read sometime back by Matthew Machuga. It was just a good look at Active Record, which I enjoy using in Laravel. So it's called Active Record and the Beauty Lost in Translation. The Endless Flight. Sometime in 2014, PHPLand started to debate over whether Active Record was a tolerable ORM pattern or whether one should use Active Record or Data Mapper ORMs. In PHP, this comes down to something like Laravel's eloquent ORM as an Active Record implementation versus doctrine. The reigning mainstream and probably only PHP Data Mapper implementation. After a surge of interest in domain-driven design, DDD, and hexagonal architecture in Laravel, in overall PHP communities, people began to detest one of the very things that drew me to the framework in the first place. This was fueled by a number of local and notable Laravel community members learning doctrine, talking about it heavily, and some evangelizing it. With outside influence from the PHP world providing the same judgment against the impure Active Record pattern, the pitchforks started to come out from all over. The long and short of the argument is that Active Record pattern is found by some to be inferior to the data mapping pattern. Why? Entity, repository, separation. Active Record models know not only how to represent a row in the database, but also how to query and persist itself and other objects to the database. DDD, hexagonal architecture, and most general OOD practices tell object-oriented developers that their object should do one thing. Even though this rule can easily be overlooked in many cases, AR, Active Record, models know how to do the whole slew of things. Depending on the AR implementation, this number of responsibilities an object may have can grow even larger. This kind of responsibility blending commonly makes things harder to change, harder to isolate bugs, harder to test, harder to refactor. Along with the mixing of concerns, AR models are explicitly aware of their database representation. The table fields are typically publicly exposed as properties, as magic properties on the object. This can be disruptive to someone attempting to create minimal entity with a very explicit interface that isn't one-to-one with the database. This is analogous to creating an API over HTTP. Sometimes you don't mind consumers knowing the scheme of your database tables, but most often you like to give them access to the information in a more consumable or more encapsulated way. When you have very complex business logic in your domain, you may find Data Mapper providing a bit of an easier means to working with your data at the trade-off of typically needing some extra work in boilerplate. Testing is meh. Some of the hate on this level is largely just regurgitation of hearing others say it, but if you have tried testing AR objects with any implementation, you are aware it is not the most pleasant of experiences. If you're doing integration or end-to-end level testing where you are interacting with the database already, then it's fairly painless to test if you avoid mocking. However, if you are unit testing your models, attempting to check some behavior you've placed on the entity, you may find beans for some hurt if in any way calls a method or property that relies on the database. Frameworks like Rails and Laravel provide means for which unit testing models a bit easier. And honestly, as long as you can stub out the model's database connection, it's not terrible to test. However, this must usually be done on each individual object, so it's not the most pleasant experience. It also makes integration testing objects to have AR models as collaborators a bit more challenging, since you'll have to mock out the DB access before you pass it into the collaborator, which isn't ideal. Compare this with the way that the data mapper's entities may be tested. They're usually just plain objects of whatever language is being used and don't need things mocked because the entities have no knowledge of the database. An entity would be fetched from a repository object, meaning that the concerns are already separated. One can easily test all operations on the entity quite simply without the runaround. The community pressure, shaming, and perceived inferiority. As a developer who is involved in a community, especially a newer developer, it is common to feel a sense of pressure in terms of trends and current best practices. If high praise or disdain for a practice or technology comes from more prominent members of the community, it becomes harder to ignore. The voices then propagate from the top down in a tree-like fashion, adding volume as it goes. By the time it reaches new developers, it's nearly unavoidable and impossible to ignore. However, part of the message is usually lost in translation somewhere along the way. When and why something should be used. Sometimes this reasoning is amplified because it's natural for us as developers to get excited about new concepts, or technology. Somewhere along the way, though, we lose the reasoning by the time it reaches the next level in the tree. This can often lead to developers feeling like the must-use data mapper in all situations if they are told it is far better than Active Record. This will then lead to pressure and even shaming from community members to one another if one chooses to use Active Record. At this point, there is now a perceived inferiority of not only Active Record, but also the developers who use it. By this point, it should be obvious where the game Telephone originated and why it's so silly. Things lost in translations or modified over time somehow become grounds for judgment. We're all guilty of it in some point and probably far more often than we believe. The reality of Active Record. The points mentioned above have merit. Testing Active Record objects or collaborators of said objects can be challenging. Mixing concerns between persistence and domain logic can make things muddier and harder to follow. This can also make debugging code using AR more challenging since the database may be contacted at any time unintentionally. However, do these cons always outweigh the benefits? In my opinion, no. Admitting my contributions to this on the episode The Larval Podcast that he links to, I was quoted saying something along the lines of, I just don't like it anymore, when asked my thoughts about Active Record. Even today, this remains true. However, I still use Active Record implementations every single day, and I'm quite content. I still like it better than the other options available at this point. In the Rails world, Active Record is still the de facto ORM, especially if you want to develop fast. It does everything we need for the most part. And for the areas it doesn't, we can drop in a level of optimize while being within an Active Record. It is good enough. It's easy. Getting many things done in Active Record implementation is wildly fast and easy, especially if the implementation was added some excellent features to help it along. It's so easy to just call save on an object I'm working with and know that it will be persisted if all went well. It's convenient to be able to do something like user.blog_post, blog.new adders, to add a new associated blog post, knowing that foreign key at the database level will be handled for me automatically. In the event I need some sort of advanced query and do not want to fight the query builder directly, I can use user.find_by_sql and pass in my hand-rolled SQL query. Domain modeling is still entirely possible. Nothing is explicitly halting you from modeling your domain effectively with Active Record models. Sure, you'll have some unrelated methods available on the objects themselves, but you can choose as a developer or as a team to not use them in certain contexts. It takes more discipline for sure, but you can avoid exposing, fetching, or persisting logic outside the model itself. You can still create service classes to handle complex domain logic that use the methods as needed to model the additional concepts. The idea that you can't model your domain properly with an Active Record is a myth, but it might indeed take a bit of extra effort. Active Record can scale. At my day job, we have a large Rails code base that serves millions of users with some quite complex domain logic. And I'm going to tell you I'm going to let you in on a secret. We use Active Record. Sure, there are situations where we'd like cleaner entities or repositories, but in general, we can usually just refactor some code or extract a new service object and still get great result. Even our data warehouse uses Active Record with a number of custom queries. It's wild how helpful it can be. We don't need to worry about complex object hydration anywhere. We can quickly avoid N+1 issues, and most of our day-to-day operations are streamlined by the Active Record internal. We can pass date time objects to queries, and they'll just cast properly for us. We can fetch related data quickly from relations, even nested queries. We send a huge amount of business logic and traffic through our code base without any crazy speed loss that you may have heard from using Active Record ORMs. As long as you use some good practices and are diligent as a developer, it is certainly possible to happily and successfully use Active Record. Lastly, be critical. The next time you come across Active Record versus data mapping argument or ones like it, be critical of what is being said. If it impacts your work in some way, do some research to find out what is being said. It is true, or if it has been something, or if something has been lost in translation. Don't feel bad about for using pattern that has spread across multiple languages and ecosystems successfully, and is probably the reason we have most of the web frameworks we do today. While Active Record exists Well before Reels, it was Reels that gave it a beautiful API and made other frameworks like CodeIgniter, Laravel, .NET, Fuel, Django, etc. want to have something comparable. If you use Eloquent, Active Record for Reels, or any other AR ORM, make sure you know that you're not alone. You're in good company, and many, many developers who use it successfully today. However, if one day you choose to use Data Mapper implementation or something else, then you will still be in a good company and still deserve respect regardless of which side of the fence you fall. Let's all be friends.